So I decided it was time I take the plunge with my first post for this sub. And I thought for my first one, I would just describe one of my fantasies, because that seemed like a fairly easy place to start. So, here goes nothing. We just arrived back into my flat from a night out together, and you call me out on something filthy I've said, like I usually do. You push me up against the door, grabbing my tits hard, and tell me that there's only one good use for a mouth that filthy, and push me to my knees. You undo your jeans, hold my hair, and put your hard cock in my mouth, talking to me and telling me that you're going to show me how to behave myself, since I clearly think like a filthy little whore. When you've had enough, you pull me to my feet and lead me to the bedroom, bending me over the end of the bed, teasing between my thighs with your hand. You pull me up, your hand on my neck, tight, and growl in my ear that you're going to teach me a lesson, and you ask me if I'd like that. When I whimper yes in reply, you push me back down and spank my ass hard, asking, "Yes, what?" until my answer is finally correct with a "Yes, sir." You instruct me to get undressed, get on the bed, and lie down. Once I do, you lift my hands over my head and cuff my wrists to the headboard. You slowly run your hands down my body, squeezing and pinching, followed closely by your tongue. You lift my ankles and restrain them beside my wrists, moving your hands down my legs and stopping just short of my already wet pussy, even though I'm begging you to touch it. You blindfold me and gag me and tell me that you are going to do whatever you want to me, that I'm your little slut to do whatever you'd like with, and if I come without your permission, you will punish me for it. You slide your fingers inside me and just hold them there as I moan and beg, and before I know what's happening, you have your tongue on my clit, circling back and forth. I'm coming hard before I even have a chance to ask you if I can. You pinch my nipples hard between your fingers and warn me that I'll be in trouble if I orgasm again without you telling me that I'm allowed. Your movements are slow and deliberate, teasing me over and over. You push your fingers deep inside me again, sliding back and forth hard. I beg you to let me come, already knowing that I'm going to squirt everywhere, and you just keep telling me no. I can't hold it any longer, but you relentlessly keep going until the bed around us is soaked. You remove my blindfold, look me straight in the eye, and tell me that you think I did it on purpose, and that I must want punished because I know I'm just your whore to play with. You tell me that it's my last chance to do as I'm told as you push my vibrator against my clit hard, rubbing slowly back and forth. After a while, you remove the gag so that you can hear me begging clearly. Begging you to let me come, you always telling me no, and every time I do, you lift the vibrator away for a few seconds only to do it again. When I can't take it anymore, you untie me and tell me to get back on my knees and open my mouth for you because you're tired of listening to me. You tie my wrists together behind my back and slide your cock deep into my mouth, controlling every movement with your hand tight around my hair, reminding me that this is what I'm here for, to please you. Every now and then you pull out and slap my face, asking if I've learned my lesson yet, like a good little girl. You bend me over one last time, stroking my ass and feeling the wetness between my thighs, spanking me hard, leaving it red raw. I'm pushing my hips hard against you, desperate for you to fuck me, and you tell me that I have to ask you for it if I want it. I plead with you over and over, please fuck me. Please give it to me. I promise I'll be a good girl, just please. Finally, you thrust into me hard and fast, pounding me over and over and over, until you're finished, coming deep inside my soaking wet cunt. You leave me, wrists restrained behind my back, face down on the bed, and you get up and leave the room. And I lie there and think about everything that just happened and how I can't wait for you to use me again.